Chronicles of a Teen Titan, Adventures of Beast Boy. Written by Braden C. Harris, Amela G. Clancy, Christopher C. Harris. Narrated by Golden. Diary of a Beast Boy. It's BBB Day. Yay! It was just another day in the little green Titan's life. Beast Boy marched down the hall. It was a good day for him. It was his birthday. BBB Day? And he was convinced that the Titans had a whole lot planned out for him. He rubbed his hands together with glee. Beast Boy slid into the room, screaming a ta-da! Everyone else in the room turned to him. After some eye rolls and glares, they turned back to their activities. Ta-da! Beast Boy yelled again. Nerd, we are trying to relax. Robin glared at him. No fair! It's no time to relax. It's time to shake your booty! Beast Boy squealed as he did exactly that in Robin's face. Before Robin could hit him away, he had turned into a bee and stung him. Beast Boy! Robin hollered. You know what today is? Beast Boy continued, not the least bit concerned by the looks of daggers that Robin was throwing his way. Nope, and I don't want to know, Raven said, not even looking up from the spellbook she was scanning through. Oh, come on, Ray-Ray. Don't tell me you don't know, too. Not you, too, Beast Boy groaned, his voice close to tears. Raven rolled her eyes and continued staring at her book. This is so not cool. Beast Boy crossed his arms, jutting his lower lip out. Aw, Beastie! Cyborg stood up and walked towards Beast Boy. He placed a hand on Beast Boy's shoulder. Stop being a big baby, will you? We have a lot of work to do. Beast Boy's mouth fell open. Even Cyborg? Cyborg had forgotten that it was BBB Day? His eyes moved towards Starfire, hoping that she had not, but her face said otherwise. With a frown, Beast Boy turned into a chameleon and scurried out of the room. He blended into the wall outside and waited quietly, but all he got was silence. They had actually not been planning a surprise for him? The dejected chameleon strolled away, heading to his room, very depressed. Beast Boy's eyes roamed around his room. It was a mess, and several clothes were discarded all around, as well as empty packets of sweets and even a half-empty box of pizza. Beast Boy sat beside the box and pulled out a box of party supplies. So much for a fun BBB Day. He had been looking forward to BBB Day for so long, and then they burst his bubble. Just like that. Without care or feeling. With a sigh, Beast Boy fell back on his bed, pushing away all the junk on it. A sound rang through the tower, and Cyborg rushed into his room. Come on, Beastie. We've got to go. There's a herd of cattle stampeding around the elementary school baseball field. We have to go now. The game is about to start now. I don't want to go. Beast Boy pouted as he turned his back on Cyborg. Beastie, we need you. Cyborg shoved him. Fine, bruh. Let's go. The quicker we're done, the quicker I can return to sulk. Beast Boy grumbled as he followed Cyborg out of the room. Are you going to stop complaining about things no one else knows about anytime soon? Robin asked as he joined them. Nope. A sad Beast Boy replied him. Beast Boy was so sad that he did not notice the looks that his friend exchanged. They got out to the elementary baseball field and Beast Boy turned into an elephant. He, along with the other Titans, drove the cattle out of the field. And there were cheers all through the field as the games finally began. The tired Teen Titans collapsed on the couch in the tower. They had run the cattle back into the ranch that they had broken out of. It had not been easy because some had kept running out. The sun was beginning to set when they finally got back to the tower.